Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Cap Room. It's another week talking about the best drama in the NBA with my friends Shakur Young and Ben Zepp. How we doing?
Feeling good, man. Ready to stop the cap in this league right now.
Yes.
Yeah, we had an off day yesterday, no basketball yesterday, and I was kind of going a little crazy. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, man. I was out till 4 a.m. I'm out here in New York. So I was like, hey, ain't no basketball to watch. Sure, I'll see what the hose is doing. But yeah, man, I'm out here. You know me, Nasty Niles. Dog, it's been a crazy week. I do have a question for you guys. Do we think the midseason tournament affected like how dope those games were? Or do you think just, you know, niggas just competitive? That was pretty good games for end of October, early November.
I felt like the games got better after the Friday and after the Friday tourney. Like I felt like the weekend slate, everybody kind of teed up, especially because my team took an L Friday. But I was just like, I felt like every other game, niggas was like, nah, now I'm locked in. Cause that OKC Golden State game was amazing. You know,
that was
what
a
I
really
mean?
Good game. That made me believe in the Thunder a little bit.
Back to my point about seeing Chet versus good team. I mean, a rookie center is a rookie center. I have one myself, so I should know better. But they definitely. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, she's gonna be nice. Fucking Giddy Garden Steph. Like, what the hell? Like, yeah, these guys are.
They're nice. And the thing is, I think they got something cool with the midseason tournament. But I do agree with a lot of the internet. We got to have some more incentives, because I mean, $500,000. What's that to a max player? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is not for the max player. Peyton Watson needs that $500,000, bro. Peyton Pritchard needs that $500,000, my guy. What could we do? What could the cap room suggest that they do to change?
Well,
I got to
shout out my homie Claire. She's a beat writer for the Lakers, and she had posted something on Twitter that maybe the winner of the tournament should get an automatic at least 10th place bid in the play-in. So let's say if you win the midseason tournament and you don't, and your record's not good enough to make the playoffs, you at least get 10th. And then if you're a lot better than 10th, then you get home court throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, so I've seen this. I like this idea. I've seen this idea a lot. The only thing is that, like, I think Adam Silver and the NBA, they want this like midseason cup to be like its own thing. Like they want the midseason cup to be the reward and not like a reward for the playoffs.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's going to lose its luster. Like niggas is not going to care about this next year. Especially if somebody fucks around and gets hurt in this shit.
I don't know. I think, hey, if that Celtics, I'm so ready to get to that Celtics Minnesota game. But if that Celtics Minnesota game is a tourney game, I don't know. I think we're talking about this different, because that was like an incredible game for just a random November Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I watched it live. I bet Anthony Edwards on the over. It was 34.5 on Prize Picks for points, rebounds, and assists, and I took the over, got that. But this fucking Wimby didn't get his. I took the over on his points, and he didn't get it because they lost by 40 to the fucking Pacers. So I didn't get my parlay. But I still got love for the Frenchman. But dog, let's talk about Anthony Edwards basically taking down the Celtics and also essentially kicking Cat off the team all in one play.
Well, is that everybody's cap of the week? Is Cat everybody's cap of the week? Oh man, we not.
I mean, they gotta trade him.
All right, let's get to it then.
I hate Gobert, but he's playing good. His defensive rating is up there, and it's like, if they gotta keep one, I can't trade the nigga that we traded all those picks for.
And they said, fuck it, Naz Reid can shoot.
Naz Reid can play four.
Is Cat a valuable asset? Do people want Cat on their team?
Who's trading for the best big man three-point shooter of all time? So cold.
All right. I'm
Because I
still
think,
with
like,
Cat. Go ahead.
has there been any like trade machine motion on the internet? Has anybody been trying to work out a fake
Oh,
trade?
he's currently number four on the trending players to be traded. So there is some action for sure. I think for sure he definitely is a valuable player in on the right team with the right defensive backcourt or front court pairing.
Yeah, that's the thing. He has to be paired with somebody that can lock up.
Oh my goodness.
What team does he go to? And so I feel like the T-Wolves know they have to trade him, but their hands are tied because it's like who's taking that contract for a guy that scores 7 points in a very, very competitive game against another like title contending team. Because
So
this is Anthony Edwards' team.
the Knicks for sure, I think, are probably the front runners to land anyone who they want with their assets and young players they have now.
So what are the Knicks gonna do? Swap trash ass power forward for trash ass power forward? They're gonna trade Julius?
Maybe I think so.
Anthony, Julius Randle out here breaking more legs than making threes, dog. So it's just
I
all right.
feel what is there a Clippers trade?
Ooh.
Clippers might have too many guys. I just think in the stretch big because
Way too many guards. Damn. Cat on that team? Would that even would Adam Silver let that happen? Because who would you trade? What?
why not? He could be close to Jordan Woods right there.
Don't do that. I'd do anything to be close to Jordan Woods. Nigga, I play for the G League team. Be by Jordan Woods. I don't give a fuck. South Bay Lakers? Sure. Why not?
I think my initial thought isn't one of the point guards, it's Paul George. Paul George for Cat.
Ooh.
Who says
If
no
they don't have
first?
confidence that he's resigning, maybe.
But then if you're the T-Wolves bringing in a guy like Paul George, like, does that take away from Ant?
No, it takes away from Jaden McDaniels. I just want super Jaden McDaniels. I like Jaden McDaniels and PG next to Ant and letting Ant be just the lead guard. Let him go Devin Booker, Phoenix Suns show. They'll be
Yeah.
fine. I mean,
You could.
Jaden McDaniels is more of a utility guy anyway. I'm just Paul George is Paul George. He's looked great
Right.
this year.
Because the way that fourth quarter played out, and I want you to make your point that you were saying that who Anthony Edwards is better than. I want it to come out of your mouth first before I don't want to say it.
Hey, speaking of Paul George, this is the new Paul George. Jason Tatum is the Paul George of his generation, man.
Nigga.
46 points in a game six aside against Giannis a couple of years ago. I'm always just unenthused with Jason Tatum. And this is another moment of unenthusiasm with all these great pieces he has this year. I'm hating on this Celtics team, by the way. I am
Same.
kind of like already over it. I'm sick.
Fuck them.
I do
I think
not like them.
they're the next 2010s Pacers.
Man, I hope I want to see a good second round exit, like a good. But yeah, I love the possession in overtime. Ant stands him up. You know what I mean? And Ant's been looking for the defensive assignment since last year. He's actually been guarding up, getting in his stance, and really locking in. So, oh my God, to
Which
see
is
that, and then to
scary.
see him go down the court, yeah, that's very scary. And to see him go
And
down the
wanting to
court and
play
just hit
defense
daggers.
with Jaden McDaniels on the floor too, that's
And
fucking scary,
with
man.
Paul George and Rudy Gobert, I mean, this is going to be the best defense in a long time.
I don't see the Clippers giving up PG, man.
They got too many guys. We got a Cat and James Harden will be there forever. They'll stay. They
And then
love to be the B squad in LA.
if I'm on the T-Wolves, man, I don't know if I want PG on the team. I heard some insider information of why the 2010s Pacers didn't make it.
This is funny. You know what I mean? There's also, last the Mavericks played the Clippers once in a playoff series, and PG's history came up in that series as well with Steph Curry. Hey, look, PG, History aside, is a great player. Anybody wants a 6'9", you know what I mean, wing that can score at will like that and can lock up. So I said before the season, I thought Cat should be coming off the bench for this team. I don't see it. Nas Reed's out playing him right now. You know what I mean? It's looking funny in the light. But I don't know. I think they stick it out because there isn't a market for Cat right now. Here's another trade that'll get Ben himself. Ben, how do we get Karl Anthony Towns to play with Evan Mobley? And then I don't know if it's a Jared Allen exchange, but Allen would have to go somewhere. But Cat next to Mobley.
I haven't even thought about that, but that made me smile a little bit for sure. I think that pairing would kind of be deadly.
You said a big that can guard up.
I mean,
now that's a trade I like. That's a trade I really like.
How does the money get there? Because I got Gobert, so I'm not taking Allen back. But I can ship Allen somewhere else.
Cleveland has to let go of one of those guys.
Yeah, there's going to have to be a third team involved because I don't think we make a good pairing with the T-Wolves. But if we get a third team involved, ship out Jared Allen. Mm-hmm. Bring in Karl Anthony Towns right next to Evan Mobley. I think that would be like Niall said, like you need someone who can lock up.
Yeah, and it could help your Donovan Mitchell situation because he's just been auditioning to be a Knick this season.
No, yeah.
It's getting a little nasty. I've been seeing the social media posts. I'm like, all right. The school of LeBron kids are nasty when they're ready to leave a team. I don't know. They don't even know how to hide it. Like, they just letting you give you breadcrumbs. Like, remember last year I posted that little post, you know what I mean, when we went to the –
Did you just say school of LeBron kids?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard that term before. Did you just coin that?
I don't know, but the messiness that Bron is on social
exactly.
media that he
I've
always
I've never thought
is.
About that. Because you got to think, every star in the league was like a kid when LeBron did the decision thing now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you have, like, max level stars that they're, like, first really watching the NBA was that. Because these guys are, like, in their early 20s. So, like, to them, the pettiness and the messiness of, like, basically just kind of being passive aggressive to your organization is they don't care. That's so funny. So you think Donovan Mitchell wants out?
Not think. I don't think. That Knicks game he played against. Spider, shout out to Spider and Adidas, man. I don't want to get being all riled up, but Karl Anthony Towns could be a good solution. I told you in our preseason
that'd be cool.
I thought I love me some DG. I would love for it to be the DG show. Big Gary Indiana representative. You know what I mean? And give him Karl Anthony Towns. Give him Evan Mobley. Well, Cleveland, now we're working with something still.
I saw this in the midseason game, that midseason tournament game they played against the Pacers when they were down. They can't spread the floor, dog. And, like, they'll put Evan Mobley in the corner, and I'm like, you think niggas really respect Evan Mobley in the corner?
I have to know, who Evan Mobley is working out with over the summer, because I think that's a question. Because his jumper has been broken since his rookie year, and I have just this blind faith that it'll just come in and be better. But his jumper, I mean, it's officially broken. It's never been a thing, but I don't have faith in his jumper at all. Bro, if we wanna do a three-team trade with the Knicks, the T-Wolves, and the Cavs and get Donovan to New York right now, like, I'd do it. Like, I have zero.
You know, get him out of Cleveland.
I have zero faith that he's resigning. I have zero faith that he's resigning with us. He wants to be in New York. He just wants the stage. He wants the stage. It's not in Cleveland. It's New York. Like, he wants to be that player. And that's something Cleveland can't provide.
Now, I said it. Yes, he looks exactly like he wants to be in New York. He posting, like, Fashion Week pictures. Like, he putting that shit on. You can't wear that around the Cleveland hoes. He ready to be in New York. This boy is ready to unleash his skin. Like, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Big yes. I love that. Three-teamer. Fire it up.
He was golfing with the Knicks assistant GM over the summer, and that sent Cleveland into a frenzy.
So y'all saying I might see Donovan Mitchell in the club tonight.
tonight. Ain't it? Would the wind be there tonight? He might want to see. He wish he was playing against Wimby tonight. We are sorry, Ben. This is Donovan Mitchell. This is nasty behavior, man. You need to be honorable to that organization that traded all the damn picks for you. But I think the bright side, I like this because the bright side, I think. You can get a lot of these picks back. I mean, New York has a war chest going on over there.
They have some sneaky, like, very bad picks, though. Like, really? I wanna go and see what picks.
So why not just go Donovan Mitchell for like Cat straight up?
What? If you're Minnesota, would you take Donovan Mitchell back? I don't know. Is that a question? Yes. Are if you're Minnesota, yeah. Do you take Spider back?
I mean, it's Spider. No, you can't. You can't with Gobert. You can't with Gobert. They hate
yeah.
it.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Because at first I am like, Ant-Man with Spider would kind of. I'm kind of like talking myself into it. Jaden's still there. Yeah, then I said Gobert. You thought Kyle Anderson and Gobert was bad. Them boys going to get to throwing bowls so
like,
in there.
Nah, the Knicks, cause I was, have.
Me and Deuce were watching the T-Wolves Celtics game, and Kyle Anderson threw an alley to Rudy Gobert, and he dunked it in. But I was like, you know, they had to take the camera off Kyle Anderson after he threw it because he probably under his breath was like, bitch ass nigga.
Honestly, we should have sent Kyle Anderson to China because he's freely chosen to play for the Chinese national team. Like, he wants to be there.
Oh, he plays on the Chinese.
Yes, he freely chose to go play for China.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, he would never get run on Team USA.
Except I'm going where I'm wanted. It's like Buddy right. Hill, Bahama stats.
Exactly. I can put up 15, 20 shots a game. I don't ever get to do that in the league.
All right, Ben, let us know what this Knicks war chest is looking like.
Oh, it, yeah. So they have some, like, they have, there. Like, they have like all, they say they have all these picks, but like a lot of these picks are like shitty picks. Like next year, 2024, they have the Dallas Mavericks 1-10 protected pick. That'll probably be, you know, a mid-20s pick, a mid to late 20s pick. Mm-hmm. And then they have a Detroit first 1-18 protected. You're not getting that. No way. And then they have a Washington first 1-12 protected. So like two of their first next year that they have, they're not going to get because those are very bad teams that are definitely going to be in the lottery. So.
Wow. Damn, I didn't think that. Okay.
It's looking grim for you niggas.
I mean, you still take the picks back because you can ship some of those picks over. Minnesota's gonna want.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, worth a pick? Guys. I'm not gonna lie. I have been like dreaming about what our team would look like with Lauri Markkanen. Like, I have. Ooh. Like, I'm having regrets. I'm having regrets.
Ooh. Yeah, that's Lauri Bird.
Shots to Lauri. That's Lauri Bird.
We could have easily just been Evan Mobley and Lowry as our front court, and that would be like Evan Mobley and Cat as our front court, or around like a similar thing.
Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, I think, are both good players. They just it doesn't fit.
It's run its course. It's run its course. I would have, you know, a couple months ago.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, a couple months ago, you could have sent Jared Allen to the Mavericks, but now since we got the second coming of Tyson Chandler, I don't think we need any more bigs, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm a Derek Lively believer, man.
Yeah, we ain't got to get there yet. But
he,
no.
He's got a motor.
But no, I love this Cleveland thing. Go ahead, Nam.
I was going to say, because the thing with, like, with Jared Allen is, he can't score. And Evan Mobley is still kind of coming into his own. And I think Evan Mobley just needs the ball on the block, bro. And a guy like Jared Allen clogging up the paint is just – it's going to hurt the touches. And then, like you said, you have DG. You got Donovan Mitchell. And it's like, who's really spreading the floor out to get somebody in the paint like that? And y'all
– George Niang.
Yeah, like I said, y'all, right. So y'all gonna be in the play-in. I don't really know what else to say.
We could be. I think there's like a disconnect.
That's the garbage thing about this is y'all can still be a playoff team with this busted ass roster, and that's why your GM isn't gonna make any moves.
All right, so I'm loving this. I love the three-team ideas, Knicks, Cleveland. I wanted to add, though, because I wrote it down in my notes when I was watching before Cat fouled out. The double big lineup, though, you don't think that was valuable? It made Boston have to play Porzingis and Horford at the same time, and they couldn't keep both the strong guards out there, Derrick White, Andrew Holiday. I don't know how much of a difference it makes, but just having another ball handler out there, another player that the ball's just not going to stick to, it can go, you know what I mean? The offense moves a little more fluid. I did like that scheme from Minnesota being able to double big them. And then we got Cat. Like, we got the best shooting big man. But I guess the thought process would be you got Naz Reid still. You know what I mean? I still got a big who can knock down shots and provide that big body. But
and you can play Kyle Anderson at the four, too.
Yeah, I mean, I love him. Kyle Anderson is a free agent next year. Future Maverick. Future Maverick, book it. That's a Luka. Any guys built like Luka? Any of the doughy guys? I want all the doughy guys. After Grant Williams turned into Grant Stojakovic, I want all of the doughy guys right next to Luka now.
I was thinking about this. Grant Williams? Like, I feel like your Mavs team, like, you're good, like, you have a thick team. Like, you're like, Grant Williams, Dante Exum is pretty thick too. Like, I think. Like you guys are like really accumulating a lot of thick.
They about to get Kyle Lowry in the offseason. Everybody on the Mavericks about to have a skim sponsorship.
Shut up, Skims. No, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, we making the balls happy. We saw who just won the chip. A doughy guy just won the chip. So we just. Fuck it, we getting the whole roster full.
The Mavericks are interesting, man. You can't sleep on the Mavericks. And the thing is, I was telling my dad on this on the phone, Kyrie and Luka still ain't even figured it out.
And we haven't played. Only good team we played was Denver, for real. Like that was like the most, like, oh my goodness, game. Like all the games have been close, but I'm not worried about Kyrie and Luka, because that game that we just played against the Magic was exactly what I needed. Like, they had bad shooting nights. Both of them weren't going crazy up until then, and just you know, back and forth. Cross-court pass to Kyrie, knocks down the three, coming back down, Kyrie bringing it up, swings it to Luka, boom, right corner three. And everybody know Luka won't jump into his left step back. No, catch and shoot, Luka, same thing. And no, that looked great. Just making plays down the stretch, those two. And Grant has been amazing. Yes. Grant has been amazing. I used to miss Dorian Finney-Smith. He's 55% right now. You know what I mean? Big Grant Stojakovic. You know, the sniper in the making. And I've loved Lively. I mean, Lively's a rookie. It's going to be scary in the playoffs. He's 19. But literally, Tyson Chandler's on staff now. And, that four can't be traded. But the rest of these guys, while we on fake trades, I told y'all, anybody else on the team can go. Ben said, I'm ready to ship the whole team to Canada. Yes. Fuck them. Get them out of here. I need a fifth guy right now. Like, this
even Maxi? Even Maxi?
No. Now, Kleber, I didn't want Maxi in that deal. But it was like, I threw Trent Jr.'s money in there to make it work. And we don't need Gary Trent. Like I said, I have faith in Jaden Hardy and Steph Curry. I love Steph Curry's chemistry with Kyrie and Luka. But, yeah, Maxi. I do love Maxi. Maxi's kind of a glue six guy for us. He's our German Al Horford. We got
If y'all can keep like Maxi up, I say, bro, I'll drive Tim Hardaway to the airport for you, bro.
Oh yeah, you don't want to drive Spider, but I'll take Tim Hardaway wherever he wants to go. Like, just not back to the Mavericks facility. You can't come
that
back
man
to the
American has, That man has never seen a shot he didn't like. One of our homegirls is at the crib with us watching the game. Was it Mavs Nuggets or whatever? And she don't even know basketball. And Tim Hardaway kept shooting the ball, and she was like, "This nigga shoot the ball like his daddy, the coach."
Yeah. He's the third leading shot taker on this team, and at one point,
yeah, that can't be a thing. No, he can't. No,
I mean, Kyrie Irving is on the floor, and this man is coming down shooting pull up threes with 21 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah, and I don't think it's that, like, because everybody are going to be like, oh, well, Tim shoots 39, 40%. No, it's when he takes these shots. It's the decision making of, yo, one, he was already mad he was coming off the bench. And whatever Jason, right, because this is what's going to plague me. Jason Kidd is probably not a good coach, all right? If I have to regret that on this cap room, I will. But as of right now, hey, bruh. And whatever decision he is making, choosing not to start Josh Green, has been malpractice for sure. And it's even getting to the point, because you knew you couldn't start Tim Hardaway, but you don't want to start Josh Green because he's young. But now you're starting fucking random-ass Derrick Jones Jr., who only played 10 minutes a night. All right? I'm not coming back in here another week and saying it to you, J.K. Fix it. Put Josh in there. Fuck Tim. He's not even going to be on his team in a couple months. And we sitting here trying not to make Tim angry. Give all them shots to Seth. All right, y'all. I'm sorry.
Should we go to Niles's team now?
Yeah. Oh,
the round robin?
Yeah.
Fire Darvin Ham, nigga.
Yeah, let's get all our coaches out. Yeah.
Should we just all trade coaches? Should we just all trade coaches?
Yeah.
I don't want J.K.
I don't want either.
Darvin Ham is not good, bro. He just, I don't like. He just, there's some of the stuff. And look, I do have to give him a little leeway. We are down like four rotational guys right now. That's the one thing about the Lakers is like we have four guys that would be actually playing that are injured right now. And you know, with Rui, Bando, who else? Gabe Vincent. And then we just got Taurean Prince back, who had a good game against Miami. But it's, we shouldn't have lost that game. They cut it to six so many times and then would just make a mistake. And it's like, and AD was hurt, and we still should have beat them. And the play at the end, I'm not going to throw LeBron James under the bus. But
let's throw that guy we sent to China under the bus in. Yeah.
That was wide open in the pocket, in a catching rhythm. It's all Cam Reddish's fault.
And here's the thing that's upsetting is we had a guy, Austin Reeves missed a go-ahead three. No, he missed two wide-open go-ahead threes in a row off passes from LeBron. And then Cam Reddish missed a wide-open three at the end pass from LeBron. We had a young man in the fourth quarter, knocked down two very pivotal threes named Christian Wood. And Christian Wood did not touch the ball the last four possessions down the floor. And he was the only guy that was hitting threes in the fourth quarter. And so I'm just like, if we're going to draw a play up, I would say let's draw the play up for the nigga that's done it. If what we're going to do is the age old, all right. Look, and my thing is, how good of a coach are you really if every time when we need a clutch bucket, we just draw up LeBron, draw everybody to the middle of the floor, and then kick it out to a 3-point shooter. Like, nigga, my mom can call that play. Like,
yeah.
And then it's like, and then you call it for Cam Reddish. Like, I didn't understand that call. It's like,
he said, hey, Cam's going to be open in the corner for a reason.
And so when LeBron passed it, I didn't see who was in, because I'm just so focused on LeBron, bro. So I'm just like, I didn't see who in the corner, dog. As soon as I saw who was in the corner, he passed it. I said, I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed. Because I knew he was going to miss it. Nigga ain't made a shot all night. And he going to make the biggest one of the game? All right. Fuck you, Darvin.
Real quick, because I go ahead, Ben. I see you got something. Go ahead.
No. You can go ahead.
Because I want to talk about the Lakers' depth, because it is hurting him right now. Because I thought the depth was going to help him right now. But I do want to commend Christian Wood because he's playing really good.
He's playing very well.
Christian Wood can't fool me, and neither can Kelly Oubre. All right, I wrote it down in my notes for week two notes. Oubre, Christian Wood cannot fool me. They need one more contract. These boys was almost out the league this summer. I know desperation. You know when your girl don't give you that many chances. So you on your last chance with your girl. You're like, if I fuck up this time, oh, she is not taking me back. That is where these boys are. And this boy is trying hard on defense. I've never seen Christian Wood in his stance in the Mavericks.
Yeah, rebounds.
Yo, this is like a box now. the fuck is that? And you know, I thought about, I always forget, oh, when you got one more year left, these niggas be balling, bro, dog.
That,
yo,
that reminds me of an idea. Bill Simmons finally gave us the bag. This the other basketball podcast we gotta do. I wanna call it Nigga You Ain't Slick. And every episode, every episode we go and we research one of the best contract years ever. You know what I'm saying? We go and look, we go look at who had the best contract years, and then the next year wasn't shit. Cause yeah, this Julius Randle is a thief.
Yeah, Julius definitely robbed the Knicks. He's been a tyrant. Like Julius Randle, how much is Julius Randle's next deal gonna be? Cause he robbed them twice to get the first deal when he was, remember he was a Pelican, he was just giving out 40 balls. And niggas was like, damn, is Julius Randle like that? And now we sitting here 100 million up as he be pouting. Did you see the game the other day? Fucking, he's pouting somebody. They posted on Twitter. I can't remember which beat reporter did it, but it was just, it's Julius watching JB cook. Boom, boom. JB, he thinks he's about to get the ball. He sees DiVincenzo hoist up the three, and all he's, nigga, don't get back on defense. It's the, Tim, I'm trying to think of the play it is. Oh, my goodness. Is it? I can't remember what team it was, y'all. Damn it. But yes, Julius is he's a cancer to that Knicks team still to this day. Oh, yeah.
Julius Randle he's in my Nigga You Ain't Slick Hall of Fame.
Do you think Julius Randle, like, I feel like the problem with Julius Randle is that he thinks he is the best player on the team.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes,
he still does. Okay, so it is there we go. They're playing. It was in that Bucks game. JB misses the shot. He doesn't get back, and it allows Dame to go straight to the bucket and get that go-ahead layup. Because he's just moping on defense going back.
Like, to be fair to him, like, he's made all NBA twice. JB hasn't. You know, he's probably thinking like,
well, Jalen Brunson should have been an all-star. That was
he should have. That was his all-NBA spot. I'm so mad they didn't do best 15 last year because that was JB's spot, and you know it did.
Jalen Brunson got screwed over last year.
Yeah, you're definitely right. He has this. We went to the Cavs-Clippers game last year, and I told you I just was watching Caris LeVert most of the time because he was walking around that court like, well, I'm better than Spider. I'm better than DG. Like, he was, like, in his bag. Like, you just saw it in the mannerism. And that is Julius Randle, one of those dudes that never accepted, bro, you ain't the guy no more. Like, I know you was him, blah, 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 but get your ass on. And this is a nigga that played with Kobe. And granted, in his last years, but nigga, come on, dog. Yeah, Julius. And the craziest part is, when it's right with Julius, he definitely is impactful and helps his Knicks team. He makes it the gritty team it is. But long term, I don't even know how you get Julius off the team. Like, we're talking about Knicks, Minnesota, Cavs trades. Julius Randle wouldn't be involved in none of those because ain't nobody taking that contract back.
Yeah, bro, ain't nobody trading. No, that's like when you go out with some of the homies and then they like, hey, man, you know, talk to her. Nah, nigga, I'm not falling on the grenade tonight.
Yeah.
Nobody wants Julius Randle, bro.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because I think he is playing himself into this. I didn't watch a lot of basketball when Latrell Sprewell was in his prime, but this is he's a choke away. this doesn't seem like what the hell is Julius? Yeah, I pray for the man, but yeah,
it's because he cut his hair, bro.
Speaking of haircuts, we've been on this call for about 40 minutes and no one said anything.
Oh, you have a haircut? I'm sorry, man.
I chopped it all off. It's significant. Oh,
you had long hair?
You definitely got a haircut. I didn't say anything, but you definitely had got a haircut. Yeah, you're right.
Well, thank you guys for noticing. I appreciate it. We can continue.
That's a friend. I'm sorry. I didn't give you that validation.
Yeah, my apologies. We don't mean to neglect you. All right, but now's the team, the depth. Yeah, what's going on now?
Well, the thing is, we got all these pieces, so LeBron could be the nigga that's hurt. But now, all the niggas we brought in to be the pieces is all the pieces is hurt.
Right.
So Gladys Knight on stage by herself. We ain't got no pips.
Yeah, and we knew an AD injury was coming. Now, I mean, knock on wood. It's to be expected. An AD injury is gonna come. But yeah, you're right.
And don't get on. My thing is, I've been telling Laker fans, don't get on because AD has played great so far this season. He's the defensive player of the year so far.
Bold statement. Bold statement.
How's that a bold statement?
We just left Minnesota. Man, they get cold out there in that paint.
Okay.
Hey, Rudy gonna be up there for his fourth one. It's gonna be a race. I'm telling
he's gonna
you,
be up there. He's gonna be up there. But I feel like AD's get the amount of blocks AD has had and just the way he's played. I don't see how he's not in the top three as far as defensive player of the year goes right now. Somebody that's earned my respect back in these first couple weeks. I have to give him his credit, man. We got to talk about Joel Embiid. Because y'all can look it up and correct me. I'm pretty sure he's averaging 30 and 10 right now. The dude has just had a stretch of just tears, bro. Like, he is killing right now. I mean,
48-point game the other night. Yeah.
Yeah. He put in 40. He can't be stopped right now. I think he heard everybody basically saying he shouldn't have won MVP after his playoff debacle. But I think he's making a case that I can go back to back. Just watch me.
Jeez. Nah, you're right. I am liking the Sixers team. I thought Maxie was going to be elite with it. I still think, I don't know how you package up all those old-ass wings, but I still think they might be a piece away. Maybe not this year. Maybe you just play it out if Embiid and Maxie going to play like this and just let it ride, because the Nick Nurse offense, they're just moving a little more. Hey, look a little more better, man. Hey, Doc, hey, everybody might be in their right place. Doc sounding good on that motherfucking ESPN, ain't he? Boy, Doc sounding good. He's natural. I said, boy, that Doc good. That raspy-ass voice good, nigga. He might not have been your coach in these last couple of years, wasting his breath on James Harden.
Right. He shouldn't have been calling plays. He should have just been on TV. No, maybe Donovan Mitchell signs with the Sixers next summer.
I just think he's New York or bust. He's New Yorker, but he it's so obvious he wants it. He wants the Big Apple.
You think?
And it's Madison Square, no Barclays, right? We ain't not getting another KD Kyrie situation.
It's not the Nets, no.
We in our next area. Okay.
Joel Embiid, I just like it. He's like one of the most unstoppable players in the league. I'll have him in my top five MVP probably the whole year if he continues to play like this. I just always feel like you can always double team him, and he just has a trouble like passing out of the double team. And I think like that's always been like he just hasn't never been like a good decision maker or out of the double team. So if he gets better at that, then I think that's like his next leap.
Yeah, I should do that. I got him slotted right behind Steph and Luka for the MVP right now. I mean he's got the numbers.
I guess we can talk about I still have Jokic number one, and I think it helps his case now since Jamal Murray's out for a little bit too. We can
Julian
talk about
Strother. How do you say the kid's name? Is it Strother?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who this guy was. Now I know him.
Hey. Does the two-man work with anybody? This nigga Joker is elite. I have to say, because I wrote it down watching Nuggets game this week, everybody on the team are trained assassins as passers now. Is that just what's going on? I saw Aaron Gordon make a fucking transition, bounce court across the fucking a bounce pass across the court. I'm seeing fucking Michael Porter make great passes. Fucking KCP's making great, like, it's contagious. Moving the ball around, just everybody finding guys, hit guys in stride, going to the basket. All these guys look elite. And I love the Zion versus Joker game. There was no CJ, no Jamal Murray. But, oh, my God, I love Zion. His big ass was trying to go right at him. His big ass.
He was.
Hey, I loved it. It was incredible. Yeah.
I didn't watch that game. Who was moving who? Could they both move each other? Or was it just like, unstoppable force meets a movable object?
No, it was fat boy game. They was moving each other, definitely. It's a good look. I would like to see, because this is crazy. I don't think people, not that Zion is in shape, that he could just be in better shape, because I thought he could have battled him even more. But there was just a couple times where Joker did make Zion feel 6'5", 6'6". There was a couple moments. You know what I mean? Zion tried to do his second jump, and, you know, Joker don't jump. He's Zach Randolph. He just, give me that, bitch. Mm-hmm. And Zion, like, kind of flailed for it. I've never seen Zion do that. So, But this Pelicans team is hard to evaluate because all their guys keep going down. But I do like the Zion's plan. I mean, and he's Zion. Don't have a move at all, but can score 28 at will still on anybody.
Yeah, he really has no move. It's just he just power dribbles left every time.
Yeah, it's just the angles he's picking.
I've never seen somebody score this much with no bag whatsoever.
Like, you got to think, like, he would be, like, an easy person to game plan against in the playoffs, right? Since he's so limited offensively.
And we haven't seen him in a seven-game series yet. So that's a good note. But, yeah, I mean.
I'm excited for them to get Brandon Ingram back.
He reminds me, every time I've been watching him this season, Ben, he reminds me a lot of, like, 2019, 2020 Giannis. Like, it's a lot of – he'll go and reset up at the post when he's doing his point Zion thing. Because, like, yeah. He is a decent facilitator. He can drive.
I think you guys should watch, like, early, like, rookie year LeBron, like, 3 or 4 years in LeBron, because that's who he reminds me of. If you watch some of his highlights, I think they're, like, just how easily they get to the basket, like, effortlessly. Like, those – that's what he reminds me of.
Because his big ass is agile. That's what I'm saying. Some of the angles he's taking is crazy. His little ass will try to pirouette through the lane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Joker game. It was just a good game. It was fun to see them. Strother going crazy.
Yeah, so how good is Jamal Murray? Like, can we ever know?
Oh man, Jamal Murray's never gonna hit an end to this. Hey, y'all.
Nah, I'm not gonna do light skinned Jamal like that, bro.
Yeah. Come on, he proved himself last year.
But it definitely does look funny in the light of, like, I think it's like, you're good, don't get me wrong, but it is a lot easier to produce when you got Jokic on the floor.
Yeah, like, switch him and De'Aaron Fox. How do those teams look?
I don't even think that's fair.
Because I think De'Aaron Fox is – let me not get started.
De'Aaron Fox makes a bonus look good. So
I want De'Aaron Fox on that Olympic team bad. So, you know what I mean?
Me too.
I would love him to be the last guard on that team.
That would be dope.
Are we doing Wimby talk again this week?
we can't.
He's in New York tonight. We're recording before the Madison Square game.
We potted before his 38-point game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Yeah, so we haven't talked about his – I mean, he –
how he made KD look like Muggsy Bogues.
And this is like
he just exists. Exists on the court, and he's a top 20 player because he just is on the court.
Yeah. Finally, Devin Vassell had to but hey, maybe Devin Vassell got the message now. Like, yo, hey bro, get a ball to win me, dog.
Yeah,
just some of the off the dribble stuff. Like, I was talking about it in the preseason with the homies in the group chat. Just some of his movements is fluid. You could tell KD was his favorite player. This isn't. If I have to hear ball ball again, hey Shaq,
stop with that.
Cut the ball ball shit out, dog. What the fuck is going on? We watching a generational player, and you trying to choke a nigga that's about to be out the league in 2 years. Stop. Hey, stop.
Bobo just want to wear Supreme and shit. Stop comparing this nigga to Wimby, bro.
This nigga want his Mo Bamba song. Like, y'all niggas need to stop. Big Wimby is showing us exactly why. Oh my God, Wimby looks incredible, dog.
Because, like, I don't know if y'all been watching, like, the Spurs games. Like, what do y'all think about Jeremy Sochan playing point guard?
I think they tried anything at point guard, but I've liked Sochan's game. I thought he was this perfect utility guy. He has this Iguodala. Draymond-ness to his game of just always being in the right place. He feels more of a connector passer than he is just a lead initiator. But I think they're trying anything because it's so crazy because there's a lot of Trey Jones hype in the preseason. I thought Trey Jones was supposed to be Tyus. I think that's what people might be confusing it. Trey Jones is not Tyus Jones the same way the other Holidays are not Drew Holiday. All right. Mm-hmm. So, I think that might be – they probably don't do it this year, but I think that should be the goal. Like, the Malcolm Brogdon thing is looming around a lot of teams. There's a few teams that I think Malcolm Brogdon can come right in. And
I definitely think the Spurs should go get Malcolm Brogdon.
Spurs, the Magic, Minnesota. I even think the T-Wolves should be in that Malcolm Brogdon talk to.
Are you in a rush if you're the Spurs, though? Like, do you just want to tank one more year, get, like, one more top five pick? Like,
Yeah, because you can split Keldon and Vassell up. I felt that way before. And I thought you maybe should keep Vassell, but Vassell's so trigger happy. Maybe you should get Vassell out of there while the hype is high. Because what if he's only just a trigger happy guy? And because what's the value of a Cam Thomas? Like, we just saw Tyler Hero on the market, just an elite scorer now. Like, there's so many of those guys. Maxey, they're growing trees. Like, the Mavs might have one, and Jaden Hardy, like, just another, a third guard. So I think maybe Vassell might be the guy to go, because Keldon Johnson just got a little more wiggle to his game. Just, yeah, I think he just do more things, especially got the Olympic experience too. So,
But I think they're trying to do like a Boris Diaw thing with Sochan. Because for Pop, I get it. It's like he's low key the best defender. So if we can find a way to just have him on the court and really, you know, that they're the biggest lineup in the
right,
league.
Because
right
they were trying to bring him off the bench, bring him with the Zach Collins. Zach Collins has been fine. I like the big body next to him.
Zach Collins and Wemby playing together is great.
Yeah,
I like it.
How do you get Jared Allen to the Mavs? I mean, to get Jared Allen to San Antonio.
See, I think that that's like one of the teams that could maybe think about it, but I think what Zach Collins might be just a little bit better.
Yeah, I like Zach
You
Collins
just
as
do
a
a little
fit.
bit more.
He shoots a three.
Yeah, I like Zach Collins when he was in Portland and he was going at Clay. I've always kind of liked Zach Collins. I always thought he had a little thing going. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you play it out, but there's some wiggle room to kind of make this into a team if they want to. So I'm excited to see where they go, man.
And then
This is
there's a lot of
incredible.
there's gonna be some good young guards in this draft, like as far as point guards go as well. So I do understand where Ben's coming from, where it's like, why not, you know, not in a rush.
You
Win the
got
TV
this dude
games.
for the next 20 years.
Yeah. God willing, you know.
Like, I almost want like the Spurs to just like create like their like a new type of defense with him. Cause you can just put him in a corner and he takes up like a third of the defensive court. Like, I feel like they could just like create like a completely new defense that only they can play, kind of like how the Warriors have a completely unique offense because of the way Steph plays.
Right.
But there's so many
No,
this is Pandora's box.
We might be here with our next. We've been in the group chat saying that every time Wimby has one of these games, like, oh, the next guy's here. LeBron and Steph can hang it up. Like, we got our next generational guy. And that's crazy to say because we in a Giannis, Joker, Luka era right now. But
right.
Wimby, it's crazy. I'm a Luka guy. I don't want to have to say it, but Wimby, generational is generational.
Yeah.
Changing the era and changing how everything goes. It don't happen so often. So, I mean, we might be witnessing it. I mean, it would still be a part of the foreign era. We would say the foreigners took over the league, but
they're coming here. They're stealing our jobs.
Yeah. Stealing their dirt. They took her dirt. All right. The last thing I had written down, y'all, is just something silly, though. Because I don't know if y'all saw that viral, the Heat mission statement going viral on the court.
That bullshit. That's why I'm mad we lost them.
Yeah, so I'm kind of trying to think, what was y'all team's mission statement? What would y'all team's court mission statements be?
It needs to say make a fucking wide open three. That's what it needs to say on the Laker court.
I think on the Mavericks court, it would say not wide enough, not European enough. I'm out, Marquise. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I get like the Cleveland Cavaliers, Cleveland, the Big Apple of Ohio. You know, they call it the New York of Ohio. Maybe we
that
can,
nigga Donovan is leaving. That nigga talking about the Big Apple.
No. It's the New York of Ohio.
Right.
I don't think he knows that.
Right, right. You got to put that on the court.
That shit gonna say, hey nigga, we just happy to be here. All right.
Yeah, I think if he saw that on the court, he might request a trade that day. Like,
with this bullshit here.
Big, you know what? I do want to be in the bigger. All right, let's wrap it up. I don't know that. Yo, shout out. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so what is there any games you guys are looking forward to? We got the tourney still going on. Is there any games you guys are looking forward to this week?
Let's see. I definitely want to see what Wimby does in MSG tonight. Celtics Sixers play tonight. Next, let's see, in a couple, looks like Warriors Nuggets at a late game tonight. Warriors
Nuggets tonight too.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one. Draymond back. He ain't been back, but Draymond back. In season tourney is Friday again, and I'm my homie was just actually like, how many full games are you watching? It's not the Mavericks. Not many. I'm locked in on my 6-1 team. We got James Harden this week. We get to see the Harden Clippers.
Yeah.
Underwhelming
debut.
Yeah, it's early. I didn't want to think too much on it. It was early. I did like that Harden decided to pop out at Madison Square Garden. I did think that was very Harden-like. Yeah,
Very Harden-like.
Sick nigga.
He was in the strip club.
Starlets.
The Celtics and the Nets play in the next midseason tournament game. What's the over under on Cam Thomas scoring on Drew Holiday?
You know, I'm so upset I didn't talk about Cam Thomas.
Let's talk about it.
I knew he would torch that goddamn Bucks defense. It was my cap of the week, Leslie.
He did. What did he hit him for?
45. Man. But Cam out here saying, fuck Steve Nash.
Steve Nash has to be put in prison for what he did, bro. He had that boy on the bench.
Yeah. I'm excited to see Cam versus Drew and Derek. This is the NBA. I think he can still catch one. I mean, it just depends on what type of game Jordan Derrick, maybe coming off the Minnesota game, maybe they're all locked in and Cam can't get his shit off. But yeah. Cam coming in hot. Y'all don't
so
want
to. How good is he? How good is Cam Thomas? How good do you think he is?
As a player?
What are you talking about? What's his ceiling? Like, what's his. I mean, a Lou
is
Williams.
Is he good?
A Lou Williams,
is he good,
Lou Williams
he...
Jamal Crawford type guy?
I don't think my selling always for these type of guys is that. I mean, if you find the right situation where you could be the third guard that could finish games.
Because, half the time he shoots, his body's, like, not square to the basket. Like, he squares it, like, in midair. So all of his shots just look like ugly shots, but they go in all the time. I mean, he went off in the season opener against the Cavs. Like, the only person who could, like, score on that team. Mm.
No, Cam, you're right. Maybe that was Steve Nash's problem every time he saw him. Because I saw that clip you're talking about this week where his back is completely to the basket and then he turns, flip, squares it midair. Hell of a fucking athlete. Hell of a fucking athlete.
Bro, I think he gets 30 on Drew. I think he does
My goodness.
That's my prediction.
How many shots? On how many shots?
That's another thing. I don't know.
That's why we're saying he's Jamal Crawford. Jamal Crawford would get up 30 shots and didn't care who the fuck else was on the team, man.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my prediction for next episode. We'll see if I'm wrong or not. But I think Cam Thomas can hit Drew for 30.
Yeah, because I don't want to come in here and have to start slandering Cam. Go ahead. Ben, what did you just look up and find out?
He took 33 shots.
To get that 45 points?
He took 33 shots. Oh my goodness.
He was rolling. But how many did he make?
Oh, he was 17. So it was a good percentage. Yeah. Over 50%, 45 points. Yeah.
No, I ain't going to lie to you.
But I guess,
who
else
is
shooting on that
about
team?
33 shots. We can't have
I mean, it's him or Mikal Bridges. Like, those are the only people
no
I would
want
shooting.
That team can score. You want Nick Claxton shooting the ball?
Nah, man. Get Ben Simmons. All right. He ain't played Monday, but.
Ben Simmons.
Did he play
is he still on the roster? Is he still on the roster?
He played. I mean, he got 15 rebounds. I mean, you're the only 7-footer on the court.
Right.
Claxton not playing. Wow. Is Ben Simmons playing center right now?
I think so. Power forward center, yeah.
Point center. We're kind of, I don't know, but.
All right.
Well, it's been another episode of the Cap Room.
Do you have a white boy of the month?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good time to check in on that white boy of the month.
I got a white boy of the month. I got a Tyler Herro, bro. he's been playing incredible.
He probably invented white boy of the month. He is.
Honestly, yeah. Don't ever get braids again. We're gonna have to whoop your ass. But Tyler Harrow, you are the cap room's first white boy of the month for this season. I mean, you hit the Bucks for 35. Hit a very big late game three against the Lakers. He's been scoring the ball. You can just tell he's feeling it. I think he's a guy that was just probably sitting on the bench pissed during that playoff run, you know, because he probably feels like he really could have, you know, done something. So.
And it didn't help that them niggas think that Anthony Simons is better than him. Oh, God in heaven.
That's been my whole thing with the Blazers Heat's trade talks. I'm like, is Blazers are stupid. Hero better than Anthony Simons? Like, right. Wouldn't I just want to swap them?
I didn't understand that the whole time. He is, and shout out to Shaedon Sharpe looking incredible. He is way better than Anthony Simons. I think ceiling wise, everything. Tyler Hero is fucking 6'8". All right.
Give me high. He can run an offense. Anthony Simons cannot run an offense.
No. Mm-hmm. Tyler Hero can play. He can do the combo guard thing. He can play off the ball. He can ISO. He's a hell of a guy.
Oh my God. Are we validating Jack Harlow's song? Oh my goodness. I get it now.
It's a good song.
Fat white boys and they all in sync. Oh my goodness.
And I got it. Look, I told when you know, me and Jack, we're co-workers, you know what I'm saying? I got to kick it with Jack for a second. I was sitting of my episode 8 Met Gala of Dave season 3. And I told him, I was like, hey man, are you and Tyler Harrow like actually friends? He was like, you know, we both white. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, but that's what Jack Harlow told me. So shout out Tyler Harrow, white boy of the month.
Stick together.
That might be that's how you're in the cap room right there. That's fine.
Yeah. See y'all next week.
That's peace, y'all.